Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present a new installment of 19 podcasts by His Grace Bishop Irenae of Richmond in his popular series, A Word from the Holy Fathers. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace Bishop Irenae.
Welcome to this week's episode of A Word from the Holy Fathers. Last week, I examined a text by St. Simeon the New Theologian on the purpose of Holy Scripture, its aim and its goal. And I'd like to continue with the theme of the Holy Scriptures this week by returning to another father who is familiar to us in these broadcasts, and I hope familiar to every Orthodox Christian, above all through the Holy Liturgy that bears his name, but I pray in many other ways also, St. John Chrysostom, the Golden Mouth of Constantinople. And I'd like to look at how he suggests, through a specific prayer that I would like to read to you, how he suggests we should approach reading the Word of God. The Holy Scriptures, as should be clear from our reflection last week, drawn out of St. Simeon, are not like other books. In certain ways, of course, they are. They have human authors, though those authors are inspired by the illumination of God himself to reveal his truth. They are texts, like other texts, collected into a library, assembled by human authors and human compilers. And yet, in these texts we encounter the sweetness of God's grace, the authority of his teaching, the truth of his kingdom and his own self, in a way that we encounter in few other places in the Christian life. There is something unparalleled and profoundly unique by these heavenly and divine texts, which are so central to us in our Orthodox life. For this reason, our approach to them needs to be different, not only in what we seek to find in them. That was the message of St. Simeon the New Theologian in our passage last week, but also in our comportment as we approach them. And this is the testimony of St. John in the passage I'd like to share in a moment. We need to behave around these texts differently than we behave around others. And let us take note, first of all, of how this is so vividly apparent in our prayerful life. Look how we process with the gospel book, adorned in gold and jewels and icons, carried in procession as if it were Christ himself walking through his people. Look at the great solemnity with which we read the ancient scriptures during Vespers or during vigil services. We approach scripture differently. And that should be true every time we approach these texts to read them. And this is exemplified in a prayer authored by St. John Chrysostom to be read before one sits down to read the Holy Scriptures. And I'd like to read you that prayer in its entirety. It's only a paragraph long. Here's his prayer before reading or listening to the Word of God. O Lord Jesus Christ, open thou the eyes of my heart that I may hear thy word and understand and do thy will, for I am a sojourner upon the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me, but open mine eyes, that I may perceive the wonders of thy law. Speak unto me the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom. On thee do I set my hope, O my God, that thou shalt enlighten my mind and understanding with the light of thy knowledge, not only to cherish those things which are written, but to do them, that in reading the lives and sayings of the saints I may not sin, but that such may serve for my restoration, enlightenment, and sanctification, for the salvation of my soul and the inheritance of life everlasting. For thou art the enlightenment of those who lie in darkness, and from thee cometh every good deed and every gift. Amen. This remarkable little prayer gives us profound insight into the comportment of our mind and spirit that ought to accompany every encounter with the sacred scriptures, every time we sit before these texts, preparing to read them, whether as part of our prayer rule, of a study of the scriptures, or any other context, we must prepare our heart in a specific way for what these texts can convey. St. John spells out so many wonderful dimensions of how that preparation should happen and what it should entail, and therefore what we should be seeking in our encounters with the scriptures. "Open mine eyes," he says, "that I may perceive the wonders of thy law." There is implicit in this supplication to Christ that we cannot know the scriptures unless Christ opens our eyes to read them rightly. Whatever our degree of learning or education or scholarship or wisdom, the scriptures will remain closed to us unless God himself opens our eyes. We may analytically be able to study them, we may be able to dissect them, historically reference them, but unless it is God's own sight that fills our eyes, we will never see what St. John calls the wonders of thy law. We may perceive the intricacies of it, the legalisms of it, the external forms of it, but the deep wonders and joys and mysteries of God's word are only perceptible to those whose eyes are opened by God himself. And therefore, when we approach these texts, we must do so with the prayer to Christ that he opens our eyes to perceive the wonders of his word. And we must ask that God will enlighten our mind with understanding and the light of knowledge, trusting that he will give it. At times when we hear these great exhortations of the saints about what is required to read the scriptures correctly, we heard this in St. Simeon the New Theologian, we hear it again here, we may despair in our hearts. Who am I that God would give such illumination? Who am I that he would look upon me and open my eyes in the way he has the great fathers? And yet St. John puts into this prayer that all of us should pray before we read the scriptures. "I trust that thou shalt enlighten my mind and understanding with the light of knowledge." God will give this if we ask it. He may not make us great golden-mouthed exegetes as he did of St. John, but he will give us such instruction and enlightenment as we need. And here I quote St. John again, "not only to cherish the things that are written, but to do them." This is the gift that God is eager to give freely to everyone, whoever should ask of him. Not just to read and to understand, but above all to do that which he commands in the sacred writings. "That in reading the lives and sayings there," he says, "I may not sin, but that they may serve for my restoration, enlightenment, sanctification, salvation, and the inheritance of life everlasting." Here in St. John's writings, we encounter from many centuries earlier the same thing we saw later in St. Simeon, that the scriptures are there for a reason, that the enlightenment we seek is not just a general enlightenment, but an enlightenment towards action. When we read the scriptures, we are given the food that can feed us so that we may be fortified not to sin, not to fall prey to temptation, that we may not just understand the commandments that the Lord gives, but do them, and in doing them find life and repentance and renewal and salvation and joy. For it is God who is the enlightenment of those who lie in darkness, and from him every good and perfect gift comes. Now the scriptures, these holy texts, are among the chief ways that he has given this promise in written form. They are never sufficient unto themselves. It is not possible to sit with the texts and nothing else and find the fullness of the life in Christ. This extracted over-dependence on the written word has never been a part of the Orthodox tradition. For us, the scriptures are a living, breathing part of that vibrant body which is Christ's church, alive and whole and headed by him. And yet within that beautiful body of Christ, which is our mother, the church, the scriptures hold a unique place. But that uniqueness will come alive in our hearts only if we, as we open up the books containing these ancient writings, so precious and so new to us, ask that God open our eyes, our hearts, and our minds to perceive the real truth therein in a manner that spurs us to action. May St. John, through this prayer, inspire us truly to pray. To pray every time we hear the words of the sacred texts, that our hearts may be filled with the love of God, that we may follow him more completely, love him more fully. Through the prayers of our Holy Father, St. John, the Golden Mouth of Constantinople, and of all the saints, have mercy upon us and save us. Amen.